This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. According to reports, Major League Baseball is reinstating Pete Rose and Joe Jackson for the Hall of Fame. This is a big mistake by the commissioner's office, because it may trick players into thinking there's no harm in betting. That couldn't be more false. For decades, sports leagues in America demonized betting, especially Major League Baseball. MLB had a reason to. The Black Sox scandal in 1918 nearly killed pro baseball in this country. One baseball player betting is one too many because he could wind up in debt to the wrong people. Or, if it's with a betting app, he could get arrested for failure to pay back its debts. For the record, it was a betting junkie who introduced the Black Sox to Arnold Rothstein in 1918. I think we all know how that turned out after watching the movie Eight Men Out. Leagues send former and current FBI officials to tell their referees and players to stay away from gambling every year. It's for good reason. Even if you aren't fixing games, you'll wind up addicted or in debt to somebody. Then you'll fall out of the pan and into the fire. That's why Pete Rose was banned for the rest of his life to begin with. Pete's gambling could put him in debt to a mob-affiliated bookie, and he could be told to lose games on purpose to help the bookie get his cash back. In the late 2000s, Sean Patrick Griffin, a criminal justice professor at the Citadel, wrote a book discussing his research into the Tim Donaghy scandal. Aside from exposing Donaghy as a liar, only pretending the feds have confirmed his claims, the book revealed how one referee got addicted to betting and destroyed the NBA's reputation in the process. The same thing happened in 1918 to baseball. Meanwhile, amidst all the talk about the war on drugs, the hard truth is that illegal drugs like crack are tested for a reason in sports. Because they are illegal, they can be used as leverage against a player to get him to fix a game. Leagues like Major League Baseball are terrified of this. It's because of all these anti-game-fixing measures that is why it's concerning to me to see baseball allowing Joe Jackson and Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. It sends an inaccurate message about betting. There's no consequence. There indeed is, attracting the wrong people. Gambling has consequences, and Major League Baseball has made a big mistake allowing these two men into the Hall of Fame. Hopefully, they won't pay for it. This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.